بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وروي عن حسين بن علي رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من ضحى طيبة نفسه محتسبا لأضحيته كانت له حجابا من النار وروي عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنفقت الورق في شيء أحب إلى الله من نحر ينحر في يوم عيد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من وجد ساعة لأن يضحي فلم يضحي فلا يحضر مصلانا أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. These last few hadith on this chapter encouraging قرباني أضحية. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم says whoever slaughters طيبة نفسه happily, not grudgingly, not complaining the price is too high, not fussing about anything, does it happily. Oh, the blood, the smell. Not complaining, not fussing, doing it happily. Muhtasiban li'udhiyatihi, having hope of the great reward Allah Ta'ala has for every strand of hair, for the weight of the animal on the day of Qiyamah, for the forgiveness of sins, and the rest of it on the day of Qiyamah, his animal take him across the Sirat. All these virtues, he has hope, he got it in front of him. Look, I am spending a few thousand rands, but what Allah is giving me, it's a bargain. For 1 cent, 50, 60 rewards, because if you look at the hair on the back of the animal, millions of hairs. So for 1 cent, I'm getting 50, 60 rewards. I'm getting the forgiveness of my sins. And on the day of Qiyamah, the animal will be brought and weighed. My conveyance across the Sirat, all these rewards, this is a bargain. Few thousand rands is a real bargain. Otherwise, a person is buying a cell phone, he's paying a good few thousand rands. 10,000 rand is a cell phone now, 20,000, 30,000, shocking the prices of phones today. So there a person pays happily, all the features I'm getting in this phone here. But here in this animal, what Allah Pak is going to give me, everlasting. We don't look at what is in this world, we look at what we sent ahead. That is the real thing. So this 3,000, 4,000 rand, it's a great bargain. That is why in the next hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best money a person can spend, which is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is an animal that he is slaughtering on the day of Eid. Literal translation, no money can be spent on anything that is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than an animal a person slaughters on the day of Eid. And in the first hadith, another virtue Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, that person that slaughters happily, hoping for the reward, كَانَتْ لَهُ حِجَابًا مِنَ النَّارِ. It will be a barrier, a protection for him from the fire of Jahannam. So keeping this in mind, a person should happily slaughter that animal and spend that money. Where a person can afford it, even if he's spending more, shouldn't be a comparison. Today, we all are business-minded. So we talk and we compare. When it comes to Hajj also, ulama say, don't compare too much your packages. Oh, I paid more, you paid less, but you got a better package. Don't look at that. Allah Pak sees how much you spent, and accordingly Allah Ta'ala rewards you. Person spent 200 rand more, for example, on an animal, someone got it 200 rand cheaper somewhere else, same animal. But you paid 200 rand more, your reward is 200 rand more, because you spent 200 rand more. So look at it in that way. Don't look at it with that business mind. So nevertheless, the third hadith, concluding hadith for today, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has the financial ability to slaughter an animal, but still he fails to slaughter on the day of Eid, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he mustn't come close to our Eidgah, our musalla. That means don't come and read salah behind me. What a deprivation this is, that I don't want you to read salah behind me if you're not prepared to follow the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the sunnah of mine, which I most lovingly perform. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, 100 camels, 63 camels with his own Mubarak hands, and the remainder was slaughtered by Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. It is mentioned that the camels were rushing forward, slaughter me first, all were rushing forward to give their lives at the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what heart we should do it with? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you got the ability, you're not doing it, then you mustn't come close. If a person is in tight constraints, then there are other animals he can get. For example, I was just looking now, Angora. Price is about 1,550. If a person wants to do it, he's a bit tight, with his budget, he can still do it with his own hands. 1,550 rand someone is selling, he can get it done. So there are ways, there are means. And as I said, we save for so many things and we waste so much of money in so many places. If a person only budgets for it, then he will find that he will be able to do his qurbani easily, and on the day of Qiyamah, he will be smiling when he sees the great reward Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.